This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. What sort of gift should you give that person who is most special to you? Often it's a difficult choice, the possibility that you will give exactly the wrong gift and the damage that might result has led to the creation of a new service that is both modern and old-fashioned at the same time. Joining me is Ralph Peepers, founder and president of SOS, Significant Other Surveys. Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
How can a survey help in a situation like this where, say, you want to buy a special gift for someone, but you just don't know if it'll be right?
Well, it's a very special survey, a survey of one.
Uh-huh. You don't call 100 people?
Well, I used to be in that business. Now we're much more targeted.
Uh-huh. So how does it work?
All right. You call us and tell us what you want to give as a gift, along with the name of your significant person and a phone number where we can reach them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we call and I say, hello, I'm from Empirical Data Corporation or Valued Opinion Partners, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask you a few questions for a survey we're doing on Valentine's gifts.
Uh-huh. So a person hires you and you call their true love and just ask directly if an intended gift is going to be well received or not, and then report back to the person who hired you in the first place.
Exactly, but we try to be crafty about it. We don't say, would you like a box of chocolates or what?
Yeah, that would be very blunt, wouldn't it?
Yes. What we would say, however, is, for example, which of the following four choices sounds more appealing as a Valentine's gift? Lingerie, flowers, candy, or jewelry? And then if the person answers candy, we then say which flavor combinations are more enticing?
Mm-hmm.
Milk chocolate with nuts, milk chocolate without nuts, and so forth and so on.
Well, this sounds like it could be useful for a lot of things.
Oh, yes. We've done individually targeted surveys on preferences for where to go on a date, most attractive hairstyles, what kind of shoes do you like, all the way to the exact wording of a marriage proposal.
Shouldn't people in a romantic relationship already know this about each other, though?
Well, in a perfect world, yes. But if you ask people what part of their relationship needs the most work, they'll almost always say communication. We can't seem to talk honestly, you see. And often we're more willing to tell a stranger what's bugging us or what we'd like to have happen than we are to our own true love.
Still, there must be a limit to the number of times you can do this survey of ones.
No, not really.
But, I mean, what if they catch on?
Well, we have a lot of company names we use.
But even so, it's like spying.
Oh, no, no. Spying is where we follow them around, you know, and peek through their windows and take pictures and tap the phone like that.
Oh, yes, that's spying, and that's certainly unethical.
And very lucrative.
Ralph Peepers, founder and president of SOS, Significant Other Surveys.